Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. You know, sometimes in giving this word, as an elder or either as a seer, you run into different complications with some people that not only you have to administer the word, explain the word, but then you have to give them a backup verse to show them what it actually means. And this takes quite a bit of work to do this. And the ministry has to be sponsored for doing that, for doing this work through the protocol, which is called support. And that support is tithes and offerings. Remembering that a teacher can't learn from his students listening to what they have to say. Why? Because a teacher is always giving wise counsel. But having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching. Now, on the other hand, a student can learn from wise counsel and possibly learning one day to teach themselves. And this shows well in all of our six camps that teach. We all know that we came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening can never understand. That's without proper teaching. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. Many of us came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching, that some looking can never find. And the reason for that is to misinform. They can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this more possible for the righteous. Remember, I use that word righteous. If you're not righteous, this word is not going to set with you. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We are given the knowledge to know. We have many out there that camouflage their evil and mostly confused teachings and using overly loud bump the gums contests for their righteous learning, even trying to turn the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons against those of us that know. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums, and Christianity. Welcome and thanking all of you for attending a live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live, and we're open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. I've heard many ask, how can you guys get this much stuff out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books of Yahuwah's Word, your health, and foods that you should eat, and much more, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. You have to look no further now. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you on regular days from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of all Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, put in tribeyada.com. And after you click on it, just under this big liner, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Make sure you look those words up to find out what it means, because I've ran into a few occasions where some people don't know what tithes and offerings means. Click PayPal and follow the instructions on any other device you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says. In the book of Psalms, I mentioned this earlier, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds, O people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. His courts would be the temple. On this note, a man of wisdom asked me, do you know what tithes and offerings and alms means? I answered this gentleman. I said, yes. I explained it, and he says, let me give you some verses to go along with it. He gave me the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. Verse 3 says, for those that's listening, there can be no good come to him that always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. And we discussed another verse in the book of Matthew, chapter 6. We read verses 1 to verse number 4. Verse 1 says, take heed that you do unto your alms before men, to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. 2, therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues or churches in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. 3, but when thou doest alms, let thy left hand know what the right hand doeth. 4, that alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And it's something to know. You need to keep those verses in mind, because you have to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30. And again, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, for building a school, which is very well needed for the amount of misunderstanding we're seeing on a daily basis. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. And another note, also, we have a calendar that will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. This is also, we have a live program. It's also available during a live program. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. A lot of people like to listen to us live. But if you miss it, you can always catch the recorded broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known to our members of the Spark programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name, correct address, and we'll receive it promptly. Another note, please do not contact the seer via phone, text, or email. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos. Now, in addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please, use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of the program, as I said, you can always listen to the entire show today after 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. When you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program that you are logging into or any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. Now, during the Hallelujah Talk podcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we're listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, Writing and Shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But when you're given the scriptures to speak by this year, remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we're on an international broadcast with hundreds of thousands of listeners wanting to hear the words of Yahuwah, not confusion, as it says in the book of Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all covenants or churches of the saints. So we keep these scriptures in mind. But when you're trying to win a bump the gums contest, you win nothing. You lose all Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Because we're rehearsing the righteous acts to to learn the words of Yahweh. So at this time, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh, yo. Well, you're saying all the right things now here, Elder, so what can I say? And we're getting ready to close this thing out on a feast of unleavened bread. This is the final day of, this is the beginning of the final day of unleavened bread. Remember, this is the beginning of it. And all to this time tomorrow, you're still in unleavened bread. Remember one thing. So don't forget to eat some unleavened bread with your meals and everything else, because the bottom line is this is the close of unleavened bread. Don't get rid of the clothes and all of a sudden forget about it and bring your lip out too quick. Don't bring your lip to your mouth too fast, you see what I'm saying? Like this is the final day. All right, Elder, excellent your part. So we're going to get something going on. I'm going to turn over to the Elder inside the class, and I'm going to wrap back and give me some unleavened bread and get me a little wine in me. I'm going to wrap back because we know what time it is. This is it. All right, so y'all probably be with you all, and we better get something going on. So, young line, take a look at that, Brother Mackay, what that Luke says, chapter 12, verse 12, and we will see what kind of part we on. But Titus over there in Leviticus 23, verse number 5, we'll see where we at. We gonna find out where we at. Brother Mackay, young line, one of the up and coming teachers out of Camp 1. Yahweh be with you. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. See what we can get going on for a minute.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Yeah.
Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And what we want to make sure we got up some 25-21s. Just what we want to hear, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
What we want to hear out of 25-21. Let's read a little bit and see what Matthew, what that's saying. And Brother Micaiah have me at James 5:20. Let's find out exactly what we looking to hear about doing Yahweh's will.
All right, we're going to the book of Matthew. Chapter 25,
mm-hmm.
Verse 21 reads.
What it reads.
His Yahweh said unto him,
what?
Well done, you good and faithful, righteous servant.
See, that's all we want to get out today. See, cause if we're able to get well done, my good and righteous servant, that means one thing, we on the right side of this thing. See, that's the key. We on the right side. If you get your well done, that means you're not well done in the side. You can't get your will done in that life. I want me a will done in the kingdom. So that's why I want to get all I can from James 5:20. I'm going to get all I can get because I know how dangerous a man is. James 5:20, what it say?
Let him know. That he which converts the sinner.
If you convert the sinner
from the error of his or her way,
mm-hmm.
She'll save a person from death and she'll hide a multitude of sins.
And I got plenty. But if I know one thing, if I can collect me enough James 5:20, then, you know, then when y'all go out there and say, well, come on, see, you can slide on past then. Because we know you was pretty low down while you was in the earth now. That's okay, yeah. So, but I did all I can to make sure that somebody hear this word of Yahweh. I made sure we was clear about 68 verse 11, Brother Titus, Psalm 68 verse 11.
We go to Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 68, Psalm 68,
mm-hmm.
Verse 11 reads.
What it reads?
Psalm 68 verse 11. Yahweh gave the word, great was the covenant of those that published it.
So who gave the word?
Yahweh.
And what do you say behind that? Greatest did what?
Great was the copy of those that published it.
And Yahweh knows we try to publish his words and give it all we got, every chance out. So we try to publish your words the way you got it written. No doubt about it. So it's great when your puppets hear his word. And that's what we do. I want all the James 5 twins I can get. So let's go to all the bigger 23 of our titles. Let's find out where we at. Because we on point. We right on point. So let's go to Biblical 23. And we'll find out where we at. We'll get a couple verses in. We're going to get them out of the way. And turn over to Ayel. He'll take it on in. We're going to 23 verse 1. And skip down to verse 6. And we'll read a little bit.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 and verse 6 read.
What does it say?
Leviticus of the heavenly tablet, chapter 23, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Verse 6 read.
What it reads.
And on the 15th day.
On the 15th day.
Of the same month.
Of the same month.
Is the feast of unleavened bread.
It is the feast of unleavened bread. And we go ahead.
Unto Yahweh.
Who is it feast to?
To Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
7 days you must eat unleavened bread.
7 days you eat unleavened bread. Go ahead.
Verse 7 read.
What it read.
And on the first day.
On the first day.
You, the children of Israel, shall have a righteous gathering.
On the first day, you have a righteous gathering. Now we say?
Hallelujah.
Did we do that?
Hallelujah.
We did it already, did we?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
What happened next in verse 8?
Verse 8. But you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
7 days.
Okay, and that offering to make by, give me a Moses, give me 5:14. Which of my offering made by fire? Let's see what you're talking about. And Jeremiah 5:14, backed up with Mother Eve. And Jeremiah 23, let's find what he's talking about.
Well,
so let's find out what he's saying, that all these offerings got to be made by fire. What are you talking about? So give me that Moses, give me that verse 5:14 of Jeremiah. And while we're in Jeremiah, Mother Eve have me the 23rd chapter. And let's see, can we get a preacher up out of that? What fire are you talking about?
Jeremiah chapter 5:14. Verse
14. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Jeremiah 23:29.
You see that? Hallelujah, Allah. Yeah, we on this thing. This is seventh day of the feast day, so we clear about it. Where the precepts at? Hey, mothers, y'all get some precepts out the way?
Jeremiah 23:29.
Okay, what it say that we can read?
It's not my word like as a Yahweh.
Right. Yeah. So that's the bottom line is, so that's we talking about in Leviticus 12:3. So you make that offering by fire, you give a fiery testimony on this thing. That's what he's trying to tell you. Because otherwise, this is the conclusion of the seventh day. This is the beginning of it. You know, it goes this time all the way to tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we'll find out what we do, make sure we clear about what we do after this. So in what we read again was in Leviticus 23, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now we know what he's talking about. Now let me say in verse 8 again. With that understanding, so we've both been giving some fiery testimonies and all that old good stuff.
Yeah.
We've both been all into this thing. I know we were, and we were in all locations.
Yes.
We was in the grandstand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can read. Come on, read that verse 8. So
right.
In the first day, did we have a righteous gathering or not?
Hallelujah.
Okay, what did verse 8 say?
Leviticus 23:8 reads, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh.
That means a fiery testimony. You go give a fiery testimony. Go ahead.
That's right.
Now watch it say. Now listen.
And the seventh day.
On the seventh day.
Is a righteous gathering.
Oh, what are we on right now?
Seventh
on
day.
The seventh day.
What we have?
Righteous gathering.
See how we line up? See, Yahweh is no charge but to bless his ministry. So we doing what the man got written to bless. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. You should do no servile work there, Rick.
I mean, anything that based on getting your hand on anything besides the ministry, you both should make sure you own this thing.
Okay.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 9, read.
What?
And Yahweh spake to Moses, saying.
Now, Yahweh saying, he's speaking to Moses, saying, what do you say in verse 16 to Moses?
Verse 16.
What do you say? No, make it 15. Listen in. Now, listen good. Especially you young lions, make sure y'all clear about this thing. What do you say in verse 15?
All right, verse 15, read.
What it read?
And you should count unto you from tomorrow.
Not from tomorrow. Now, this is the beginning. But when tomorrow is over with now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all make sure y'all take notes, because I'm not going to remember this.
Right.
You take notes. What happened? On tomorrow.
After the Sabbath.
After we all now,
mm-hmm.
is over with, after the Sabbath, what we do?
From the day you should brought a sheave and weigh offering.
Yeah.
Seven Sabbaths should be complete.
Uh-huh.
16 reads. Even until tomorrow, yeah. After the seventh Sabbath.
Okay.
So you number 50 days.
You number 50 days. So y'all got it.
Yeah,
so you got it. What y'all going to be doing now after tomorrow?
After tomorrow?
You're supposed to number 50
days.
Days. That's what you do. You number 50 days. After tomorrow now.
Mm-hmm.
After tomorrow, you number 50 days. Is that what he say? Now skip down to verse 21.
All right, verse 21. And you shall proclaim on the selfsame day.
Selfsame day.
That it might be a righteous gathering.
Oh.
Unto you.
Uh-huh.
You should do no servile work therein.
Now remember, all beginning of every feast is the white garments on the first day of every feast. All the rest of them, you're back in your royal blue. Or green or brown, whatever, green, brown, but our color is royal blue.
Yeah.
But now, we clear about it on this feast that's colored in 50 days, we're going to have on white garments, right?
Hallelujah. After
the number, 50 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
All right. Okay, I finished verse 21.
What's that?
You should do no servile work therein. It should be a statute forever in all your generations,
mm-hmm.
throughout your generations.
I'm glad.
Verse 22. And when you reap the harvest.
Okay, good. So now we're clear about that. So now we're clear. That's all we need out of that. Now go back. Now let's run to, and let's run to Brother Micaiah. Let's run to Deuteronomy 16 and look at 11:14. Let's find out what's going on. We got to make sure we prepared to teach others exactly what's going on. We got to make sure we're clear about it. 11:14, 16 chapter. 11:14 says what?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 11 and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11 reads.
And just take it down to 14. Just keep on reading down to verse number 19.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 11. Read. And you shall rejoice before Yahuwah. Before Yahuwah.
What you doing this thing, say?
Rejoice.
Rejoice. Go ahead.
You and your son.
You and your son.
Your daughter.
Your daughter.
Your manservant.
Manservant.
Your maidservant.
Maidservant.
The Levite that is within your gate.
That's right.
The stranger.
Right.
The father. The widow.
Widow.
That among you.
Mm-hmm.
In the place which Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, has chosen to place his name there.
Oh, so the place you're supposed to have your feast day is where he got his what at?
His name there.
His name. What is his name, Moses, that we can read in the fourth chapter? What is his name that we can read? So otherwise, when you're doing a feast, it must be where his name is at. Is that what we're reading? We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and find out what is his name that we can read. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Let's find out what is his name that we can read in 6, 1, and 4. Let's find out what is his name. We both be by his name. So you both have all feast days where his name is at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 6, verse 1 and 4. Let's talk about it. 1, 4, and
25. 1, 4, and
25. 1, 4, and 25. We're talking about
the name. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1, verse 4, and verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Now these are the Torah instructions, the statutes, and the judgment which the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, commanded to teach you, that ye may do them in the land where ye goeth to possess it. Verse 4. Hear, O Israel,
mm-hmm.
Yahuwah, mm-hmm. your Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
Yahuwah is one Yahuwah.
Hear, O Israel, Yahuwah is how many?
One
Yahuwah. Go ahead.
Verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he has commanded us.
So it was a commandment to do the Torah instruction, right?
Right.
And his name is how many?
One.
His name is one. That's his name is one. Now, Mother E, let's run to our Psalm 72. We're going to Psalm 72. Look at verse 1, 2, 7 through 9. And 17 through 20. Let's see what can we read. Backed up with Princess Abel, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 5, down to verse 8. Let's see what we can read in Psalm 72:1-2, 7 through 9, 17 through 20. What can we read?
17 to 20.
Let's see what we can read.
Psalm chapter 72, verse 1. Hear the king, thy judgment. Yahuwah, hear the king, thy judgment. O Yahuwah, and thy righteousness. Unto the king, come.
And we also the children of day too. Huh?
We are not of Satan the devil.
That's what he's saying. We're not of Satan the devil. That's what the darkness is. So we not. We are children of the light and in the day. Is that right? Go ahead, read.
Nor of darkness.
Nor of darkness.
Verse 6.
Right.
Therefore. Let us not sleep.
So you see this man trying to tell him? Since we got all this good old stuff on us, let us not do what?
Sleep.
Don't sleep.
As do others.
See that? See others sleep. They got wrong feast days, wrong names. They got everything wrong. They sleep. And they said they having a wonderful time doing wrong. Go ahead.
Let us watch and be sober.
Watch and be sober.
Verse 7.
Right.
They that sleep in the night.
Uh-huh.
And they that be drunken are drunken in the night.
Uh-huh.
Verse 8. Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of the covenant and the Torah instructions of the Lord.
No, that part I got preached up. On his breastplate, belt tight.
Yes.
Let's back up to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Let's read to the end of that. 10 down to the final. So he's telling you what you got to do. You got to put on this breastplate. Now we got a precept and find out what is this breastplate is. And Brother Micaiah had me the regular book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we'll pick at verse 1. I'm really focusing on verse 5. We're going to read down a little bit to get our point on that. So he's letting you know this man got business on the table and he got a timeline on his business. Everything he got time down on his business. What we read?
I'm reading that Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 reads.
What we read?
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Yahweh.
Be strong in who?
In Yahweh.
Be strong in Yahweh.
And the power of his might. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
That you may be able to stand against the wiles of Satan the devil.
So you got to put on the whole armor. Where you can stand against who?
The wiles of Satan the devil.
Okay, I got to precept that, Mother G of Israel. I got a precept that the 1 Corinthians chapter. I got a precept that. We got to get some on that. See, they want you stand against the wiles of Satan and devil, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the 10th chapter, 2 Corinthians 10, and look at verse 4 and 5. See, this is serious business. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. So what is he telling us?
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
What?
For the weapons of our warfare,
yeah,
are not carnal.
So what we use and what is that again?
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Hold that point, my dear. Hold that point. Micaiah, I got to get it that you. It's not carnal. So what did John tell us? Let's go to Corinthians chapter 3, figure verse 1. Let's see what he's saying. What is he saying? 1 Corinthians 3, 1. Brother Micaiah, one of them young lions. Roar a little bit. Let's get a little roaring out here.
Okay, going to the book of 1 Corinthians. Mm-hmm. Chapter 3.
He said that the weapons he using is not what?
Carnal.
Go ahead, read.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1.
What?
Verse 1, read.
Go ahead, read.
And I, brethren, could not speak unto you
right.
As unto spiritual,
right.
But as unto carnal,
right.
Even as unto babes in Yahweh's son.
Right.
Verse 2, I have fed you with milk
mm-hmm.
and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able.
Right.
Verse 3, for you are yet carnal.
You yet what?
Carnal.
Right.
For whereas there is among you envying.
So y'all got to watch for those that got an envy spirit among you. Go ahead.
Strife.
You got, brothers and sisters got that
division.
You got division. You know, you got a brother saying he go all up to heaven and pay his tithes in heaven. You got all that kind of stuff.
Are you not carnal?
Go ahead.
And walk as men.
That's carnal. You walking as men. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Verse 4. For while one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not carnal?
All we about is Yahweh's business. We not in no clique. We in the business of YHWA. Go back, brother.
And to destroy.
Right.
I am called, you might have life, and that
might have yet more abundance.
Oh, so, break that verse out of me, Mother. What is it saying? In verse 10.
It says,
what does a thief come to do?
He come to steal.
He come to steal.
And
he come
to kill.
And to destroy.
They might have it more
abundant. Uh-huh. And what did verse 1 say?
Verse 1. To the truth I tell you.
Right.
He that enters not by the door.
Uh-huh.
To the sheepfold.
Yeah.
But climbs up some other way.
What kind of way?
Other way.
Okay.
The same is a thief and a robber.
See, you see this man saying? So when you got people make statements that they didn't get it from this ministry, they got them somewhere else. What that makes them according to verse 1? They're going to thief and a robber, huh? See that? See, you got to recognize when a thief and a robber come in your midst. See, you know, you'll think, I might not tell you, but you're a thief and a robber with your conversation. You know. All right, now come on back. Well, did you finish off, by the time did you finish off where you was at?
I'm the half of verse 12.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Okay.
Verse 13 read. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Yahuwah.
You gotta take on the whole armor of Yahuwah.
That you may be able to withstand in the evil day and have the done all to stand.
And you have to do all you can to stand in these evil days you're in now. Go ahead.
Verse 14.
What?
Stand therefore. Having your loins.
Yes.
Girded. About with truth.
The what?
About with truth.
Very.
Have it all, the breastplate righteousness.
The breastplate, understand what you're saying, we can't read it nowhere. See, righteousness will expose anybody that's got a idol in their head. Read.
15.
What?
And your feet should with the preparation of the covenant of peace.
Covenant of peace?
16.
What?
Above all.
Take the shield of the covenant.
Wherewith you should be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked.
So if you got the covenant, you look at the covenant say you're not fired all that wickedness. So the covenant said one thing and you hear him talking another way, you know what's going on, go ahead.
17.
What?
And take the helmet of salvation.
Take the helmet of salvation.
And the sword of his spirit.
And what's that?
Which is the word of Yahuwah.
Word of the spirit is the word of Yahuwah. Matter of fact, what this word do in 4 verse 12? Let me show this word do y'all when you stop this book right. Book of Hebrews. Little title called Hebrew. Let me show what the word will do that we can read in 4 verse 12. When you got that word right, this is sharp. Let me show what that word do. 4:12 says what? The book of Hebrew, who is title called Hebrew 4:12. What would the word do if we got it right?
Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 12.
What does it say?
For the word of Yahweh is quick.
Is what?
Quick.
Quick.
And powerful.
Powerful.
And sharper than any two-edged sword.
Any two-edged sword.
Piercing even to the dividing of thunder.
I mean, go ahead.
Soul and spirit.
Right.
And of the joint and marrow.
Uh-huh.
And it's a discerner.
The word of Yahweh is a discerner. So your thought.
And intent of the
even
mind.
Your intent of the mind. Whatever your intentions is, the word of Yahweh will cut the meanings out you when you got yourself right. See that? Come on back, bro, Titus.
All right, okay, I'm at verse 18.
Verse
8. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
What?
Praying always with all prayer.
Always be praying.
And supplication.
Hey.
In the spirit.
In the spirit now.
And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Children of Israel.
Yes.
19.
Right.
And for me,
that utterance may be given unto you, that I may open my mouth boldly.
What kind of way?
Boldly.
Boldly you got to put this word out. You got, this word was cut up. Boldly you got to deliver your the knockout blow. Go ahead and read.
To make known the mystery of the covenant.
And you got to do it boldly to let know the mystery of the covenant. Go ahead.
20 read.
What?
For which I am ambassador.
Yeah.
And bond.
And last night he said he was a prisoner. So he let you know that prisoner and ambassador are all the same thing. When it come down to Yahweh's business, this man said, I'm only from Yahweh's business. First, read. Yeah.
That therewith I may speak boldly.
Boldly.
As I ought to speak.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to speak. Boldly.
Yeah.
That's it?
That was verse
20. Come on, Brother Micaiah, give me that third chapter, verse 1.
Okay.
Now listen to this now.
The book of Ecclesiastes.
Regular book.
Chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. Verse 1 reads.
What it reads?
To everything there is a season.
So everything there is a season. Even this feast day, they got season on this feast day. Everything has a season to it, right?
A time to every purpose under the heaven.
There's always a time. This thing is about time, season, and time. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Right.
A time to be born.
This is time for you to be born.
A time to die.
It's a time. Guess what? It's going to be a time to die.
A time to plant.
A time to plant.
A time to pluck up.
And guess what? You're going to have a time to pluck up. Yeah, what's that supposed to mean? Hold that point. Well, so now who? Now on this pluck up, Who he tell to take the lead role on doing some plucking up? That we can read that, our brothers, A, B, or B. Let's see if we can read about who's supposed to start on that pluck up stuff. Let's see what kind of order is that in by going to Jeremiah chapter 1. Now you said by pluck up, right? It's time to pluck up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to Jeremiah chapter 1. And pick up verse number 7. We're going to read down until we get some good old pluck up all the way down to 7, verse 10. Read verse 4 to get warmed up. Let's see who's behind everything. Jeremiah 1:4, skip down to 7, down to verse 10. Remember the word we're looking for is pluck up.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying,
mm-hmm.
Verse 7, but Yahweh said unto me, say not, I am a child.
Yeah.
For you shall...
Well, what do you mean by say not, I'm a child? Precept that to 1 Timothy, by Micaiah 4, verse 12. What do you mean by don't say you a child? What are you talking about? 1 Timothy 4, verse 12.
Okay.
What are you talking about that we can read?
Book of 1 Timothy. Chapter 4, verse 12. Read. Let no man despise your youth, but be you an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, the covenant, in purity.
So you say, don't let nobody despise your youth. Well, I've been doing this thing for 30, 40, 50 years, more than you've been alive. So don't worry about all that. Don't worry about all that. Don't despise your youth. We about to take that as business. We're going to give you the word of Yahweh as is. Come on back. Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7.
Verse 8.
But Yahweh said unto me,
verse
say eight. Not, I am a child, for you shall go to all that I shall send you.
Uh-huh. Oh, so Yahweh will be behind sending Jeremiah around. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And whatsoever I command you, you shall speak.
Go ahead.
Verse 8, be not afraid of their faces,
uh-huh.
For I am with you to deliver you.
Hear the man say?
Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Verse 9, now Yahweh put forth
his hand
and
touched
my mouth.
Yeah.
And said, and Yahweh said unto me,
what?
Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
For what reason?
Verse 10, see, I have this day set you over the nation and over the kingdom to root out.
To do what?
To root out.
To root out.
And to pull down.
To pull down.
And to destroy.
destroy.
And to destroy?
Throw down, to build, and to plant.
So who did Yahweh put over the nations to do all this for him? According to verse 10. Jeremiah the seer. So he got to put a team together and unfold this thing. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So you see what happened? So Yahweh put it in Jeremiah. And then he said, now this is your position, Jeremiah, in verse 10. A little more audio. One more time in verse 10.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10.
Okay.
See, I have this day set you over the nations.
So,
and over the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
To pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down,
to build,
and to plant.
So after we get through tearing all this garbage down, what we're supposed to do then?
Yeah.
Now build them back up the right way. Mm-hmm. So we got to tear all them imagination, all this old wicked talking. We got to tear all that down, then build them up right. Mm-hmm. You see what we got to do? We got to knock all, first of all, we got to take all that wicked stuff out of them and build them up right. Go back, Brother McKay.
Okay. Going back to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, picking up at verse 3.
What does it say?
A time to kill.
It's a time. Guess what? It's going to be a time to kill.
A time to heal.
It's going to be a time to heal.
A time to break down.
It's going to be time to break. Did we just read that? It's going to be a time to break that garbage down.
Well, time to build up.
Then we got to deal after we break it down. See, anybody can tear down, but what about the part of building them back up now?
Mm-hmm.
Verse
4.
Right.
A time to weep.
Uh-huh.
And a time to laugh.
That's right.
A time to mourn.
Time to mourn.
And a time to dance.
Time to dance.
Verse 5. A time to cast away stones.
It's time to cast away stones.
And a time to gather stones together.
That's right.
A time to embrace. And a time to refrain from embracing.
Go ahead.
Verse 6. A time to get, a time to lose.
It's a time to get, time to lose.
And a time to keep.
Time to keep.
Time to cast away.
Time to cast away. And on that note, over to our elder.
All right, man. At the top part of the Yahweh's seventh day, feast of unleavened bread. Let's see where we can put them on the table right quick, and yeah, we're gonna dig down the line a little bit. We'll open up can't copy our guy there, but I never let.
You want me to finish it?
Pardon me?
You want me to finish copying it?
Yeah.
You want me to finish it?
No, I got it. Let's look at the book of Leviticus. Book of Luke, chapter 2 and verse 3.
We in Yahweh, the seventh day of the feast of unleavened bread, and the seventh day is very, anytime you hear the number 7, it's very important to understand about that 7, right? The 7 is
what?
A whole lot of things to those that are on the note. That would be a whole lot of good stuff going side to after, right? Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, my brother, see if I can come up with anything. Yeah, Let's look at Luke. And I'm going to Leah, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For the righteous fear, it's unto you.
Mm-hmm.
In the same hour, but you ought to say. We have the OTTY, we believe that. And in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you. But you ought to say. Let's look at verse 31 and 32 while we live, Mother. Luke 12, 31 and 32.
Okay. Verse 31.
But then
seek ye the kingdom of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and all these things shall be added unto you.
Verse 32, what do you say?
32.
Uh-huh.
Fret not, little flock.
Fear not, little flock, right?
Fear not, little flock.
Wait,
what? For it is your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
So you say it's your father's good pleasure. You can't wait till he can do some good to Israel, right? But let's run to Let's see if I can follow that up in Jeremiah, Mother Lee. The statement he made in Jeremiah, if I can lay my eyes on it. Let me see if I can pull it out right quick. Jeremiah, let me see what I'm looking for. I'm thinking about 25, but I don't see it in 25. So the statement he made in Jeremiah. Let's try to Jeremiah 5 while I try to pull it out. Well, you know, just when I said that, my eyes ran right to it. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, what did he say, Mother? Y'all want to say, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, right? Jeremiah 29, verse 11, Mother Lee is brother, see you right.
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
I got a chance to be in that 15. Mm-hmm. The book of Joel 2:15-16, 21-27, Brother Micaiah Israel, D. Roy.
Book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 16-16, 21-27.
Yes, sir.
They can't read.
What do you read?
Blow the trumpet in Yada, to it.
Mm-hmm.
Sanctify it fast. Call a solemn assembly.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm. Gather the people.
Good.
Sanctify the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
Assemble the elders.
Good.
Gather the church.
Uh-huh.
And those that suck the breath.
So y'all want to say you don't want nobody left behind, right?
Uh-huh.
Let
the bridegroom go forth of his chamber,
mm-hmm.
and the bride out of her closet.
Verse 21, what do you think?
21.
Yes, sir.
Fear not, O land.
Fear not, O Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Be glad and rejoice.
Go ahead.
For Yahweh will do great things.
So Yahweh has got the great things on the horizon, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do great things.
Mm-hmm.
Come back to that Jeremiah, Jeremiah 29. And let's do that verse number. What will we read? Verse number what? Jeremiah 29, verse
11.
Verse number 11. Come on, let's get that in, mother. Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
But I know your thoughts.
I know good thoughts.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you,
mm-hmm.
said the Yahweh.
Good.
Thoughts of peace.
Yeah. Thoughts of peace. Go ahead.
And not of evil.
Go ahead, read up.
To give you an example.
Expected
end.
Yahweh, I know what I got in the plan for my people, right?
Chapter 110, verses 1-7.
Yes, sir.
Psalms chapter 10, verse 1. Yahweh, the Father said it's about Yahweh. Sit you at my right hand until I make my enemy your footstool.
You just look at it. Just sit right here at my right hand, right? Until I make your enemy your footstool.
That's right.
Is that what he
said?
That's what he
said.
What's
it? Verse chapter 2, what's coming out? What
do you
say, Brother Titus?
Verse 2 reads, Yahweh should send the rod of your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Zion flew the word Yada. So the kingdom rule. You in the midst of your enemy.
He's going to send the rod of Israel out of who?
Out of Yada Judah.
Man, that woman just coming out of Yada Judah. Mm-hmm. The prince of the Most High Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Look at Yahweh's name. He would put a name on it. They would tell you that. Well, look at Superman. Mm-hmm. But what is his name? He's coming out of Yada Judah, right?
Out of Yahweh.
Let's look at the book of Hebrews. Even to the Jew, all things unto himself. operating a great party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can follow it up in Psalm chapter 1. Brother Makai Israel, young lion from the tribe of young God Judah.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at the book of Psalm chapter, is it 1 or 2? Which one I'm looking for? Psalm chapter 2. And let's pick it up at verse number 1. Let's read a little bit of this. Let's see how Yahweh is going to take care of the business. Let's see how much I want to get in here right quick. I don't want to get it all, but I need to hear one statement at least.
Take your time, yo.
Pick it up at verse number 1. And let me see if I can hear it in the first 4 or 5 sections there, bro.
Okay. The book of Psalms, chapter 2, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads.
What do you mean?
Why do the heathen rage?
He said, why is the nation making so much fuss? Go ahead.
And the people imagine they bang things.
They try to prepare war with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's bang, nigga.
Yeah.
Verse number 2, come on.
Verse 2.
What did he say?
The kings of the earth set mm-hmm. themselves. Mm-hmm. And the rulers take counsel together.
You mean they, not only they counseled on the 12 tribes of Israel.
Right.
Against Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
against his anointed name.
Father and the Son.
Verse 3. Let us break their bands asunder.
Go ahead.
And cast away their cords from us.
Total restriction. We don't want no part of that, right? We're going to cast that away and we're going to break their bands. Verse 4.
Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh.
He going to be your what?
Laugh.
He's going to be sitting in heaven and he having a jolly old good time, right? Hey, because he knows the end from the beginning, ain't that right?
Hallelujah.
And Yahweh shall have them in derision.
He's going to have them in what?
Derision.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath.
He's going to speak to them in the language they know, right?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, read on.
And back them in his sword displeasure.
Verse number 10. Let's see if I can hear 10 through 12. Let's see if I can hear what I need to hear, right?
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Be wise now, therefore, O you kings, be instructed,
go ahead.
Judges of the earth.
Uh-huh.
Verse 11.
Yes, sir.
Serve Yahweh with fear,
mm-hmm.
and rejoice with trembling.
Yeah, you better understand
mm-hmm.
who this guy really is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we talk about the Father. You know, they say that Yahweh in the Old Testament, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of terrible.
That's right.
That's why we love Jesus, right?
Right.
Verse number 12, what he
right
say?
Kiss the Son.
Kiss the Son, right?
Mm-hmm. Let
thee be angry. Go ahead.
And you perish from the way.
Mm-hmm.
When his wrath is kindled but a little.
Go ahead.
Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
Well, you ain't going to get to the Father. But through the Son, right?
That's right.
That's the only way you're going to get to the Father is through the Son. Let's run back to that Psalm 110, Brother Titus Israel. Pick it up at verse 4, 4 through 7.
All right, Psalm chapter 110, verses 4 through 7.
Yes, sir.
Yahweh has sworn.
Yahweh has sworn what?
And will not repent.
Go ahead.
You are a priest forever and ever. After the order of Melchizedek, through the word for Yahweh the Son.
And we know in the book of Hebrews it says that Melchizedek didn't have no beginning or end.
Mm-hmm.
No father or mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only one that I can pencil in is Yahweh the Son, right?
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. What do
you say?
5.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh, at your right hand.
You mean the one at
your
right hand? You mean the one that came in the manger?
That's right.
What are you going to do, Brother Titus?
To strike through kings.
You ain't going to get the big wrench. To strike through kings, go ahead.
Hallelujah, Aqua.
Mm-hmm.
In the day of his wrath.
Glory to God.
Verse 6.
Yes, sir.
He's a judge among the heathen.
He's going to judge among the nations, go ahead.
The nations of the 17 nations.
Yes, sir.
He will fill the places with the dead bodies.
Mm.
He's going to fill the places with what?
With dead bodies.
Hallelujah.
How these dead parties gonna stack up right quick? Mother Zeke. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel right quick. I'm giving
other 17 nations.
Yes, sir.
He shall fill the places
with the dead body. He shall wound the head over many countries.
Verse 7.
He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore, shall he lift up? Shall he lift up the head?
Now, all the way I know you can lift up the head, you got to separate it from the body, don't you? You got to separate it from the body in order to lift up the head. The book of Zephaniah, Mother of Israel, going to pick that up for us in Zephaniah 3:19-20. So he said, I know what I got on my mind concerning you, right?
Yeah.
I got some peace, right? what order I'm calling out tonight. Mordecai Israel, young lion from the tribe of Yahshua Judah. All in your hand, brother.
All right, hallelujah, Gua.
Hallelujah, Gua.
All right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Gua.
Hallelujah,
Gua.
Hallelujah, Gua. We're going to kick it off with some Luke 12:12. Mother D, Israel. Kick it off with some Luke 12:12. See how the seventh day is going to roll out for us.
Luke chapter 12, verse
12. Hallelujah, boy.
Luke 12:12, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Hallelujah. We have BLTTY believe that the righteous spirit teaches us at the very same hour what we ought to say. So we go turn our books to we go to Ephesians chapter 5. We're gonna pick it up at verse 1, Mother E. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. You go to verse 1.
Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Ye be therefore followers of Yahweh as he is
true. Yahweh tell us we got to be followers of Yahweh. As dear children.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what he has to say about that. Be ye therefore followers of Yahweh as dear children. What do you mean by that dear church statement? That he let us know. We're gonna read the book of Matthew chapter 18. We're gonna pick it up at verses 1-4, Mother Eve. As a man.
That's right.
So that's the only way you're going to be able to get into the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
That you this, this little child. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that's going to be considered great. And he wanted to humble ourselves as a little child.
Humble ourselves. That's
right. We'll turn our page to Mother D. You go to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians. Sorry about that. Go to chapter 1, and we go picking up at verse 1 through 4.
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 1.
Matter of fact, read 4 through 1.
Ephesians chapter.
Uh-huh, we're going to read 4, we're going to read back. We're going to read 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 4. According as he has chose us in him,
mm-hmm.
before the foundation of the world,
mm-hmm.
that we should be righteous and without blame before him in love.
We're going to stop right there, verse 4, right?
Yes.
So he said, according as he has chosen us in him from the foundation of the world. So he chose him from who did he have chosen?
Right. Yeah. There you go.
And we all need to find out from this foundation of this world. So we're going to go to Mother Z. You can read Matthew chapter 15, verse 24, and we're going to see who he's talking to here.
Mm-hmm. Matthew 15,
verse 15.
saved and we don't want to just leave it out in the open. Like everybody is a saint. We're going to take this and they're taking run with it and put themselves right in the middle of being a saint.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Not understanding who the saints are that the Bible's talking about.
That's right.
The book will tell a story. Righteous, which is the Torah instruction that will be declared throughout the whole earth. Only Yahshua make it declare something out to earth. He let it be known in the book of you see, can I run it down? Matter of fact, let's go read about this wicked Israel. Mother D. In the first Maccabees, we'll go to chapter 1, picking up at verse 11.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, these Israelites is wicked. Yeah, we're going to the book of First Maccabees. We're going to read chapter 1, verse 11. We're going to see what's going on. Why call Israel wicked.
Hallelujah.
See what they have to say up and down. Can we bag that up?
Okay. First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 11. In those days went there out of Israel wicked men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wicked men. Then what they do?
Who persuaded men.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, let us go and make a covenant with the nations that are round about us. For since we departed from them, we have had much trouble.
That's why you got to be careful about who you're around. You know, even ones that say they Israel, you got to be careful who you're around. You know, we got to do some, you know, we got to make sure you pay attention to that righteous judgment. Mother E, you can turn the book of John. I want to say, we're going to St. John and give me chapter 7. I want to say chapter 7. Let me look at chapter 7, verse 24. You see why we say this. That makes sure we do righteous judgment. According to the Torah instruction. Because we can't be paying nobody no mind. We're going to St. John chapter 7, verse 24. Mother E. We'll make sure we put these things on the table. Because it be your very own, yeah, it looks just like it. Sit right in your face. And they'll be sitting there saying everything that just make your ears pop off. Just talk your ears off and everything. Sound good, popping off real good. Popcorn going real good. But this is what we have to do. In the book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 24, how we react when we know these same type of things go on.
Judge not according to the appearance.
So we don't care about your clothing you got on, none of that. You can have whatever you want to have on, but what do you say to it?
But judge righteously and judge me.
So how we judge?
Righteously.
All right, let's go back over this again, right? Because we want to put this on the table. We're going to stress this real heavy. When we do some judging, we got to do some Deuteronomy. I'm going to go to chapter 6. And I'm going to read verse 25, and I'm going to ask Brother Titus coming bag me up with some of their scriptures on his writing. So we'll go back to the Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. 25 reads, while Brother Titus give me all squared away. What's that over there? Is that Romans 7? Matter of fact.
You want to discern the righteous? Or?
Yeah, I want one on righteous. I want another one on righteous. And I'm thinking about Romans 7:16.
Discern about righteous.
7:12-16. We're looking for another one. Right back, I'm looking for Romans chapter 10. I'm on verse 3 and verse 5. That's what I'm looking for, Brother Titus. I'm going to read Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25 reads, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these things, all these Torah instructions before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he has commanded us. So we know the Torah instructions is what Yahuwah commanded us to do. So we do our judgment. We doing Romans, what's that, chapter 10, verse 3 and verse 5. What does it say, Brother Titus?
All right, the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 3 and verse 5 read, for they being ignorant of Yahuwah's righteousness,
okay,
and going about to establish their own righteousness, having submit themselves unto the righteousness of Yahuwah.
Verse 5.
And they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Yahuwah. Verse 5 reads. Is that verse 5?
Verse 5.
For Moses, the righteousness, which is of the first five books, Torah instruction.
So what's the righteousness?
The first five books of the Torah instruction.
So when we do judgment, and they say, don't do judgment according to the peers, but do righteous judgment. He's telling us to do our judgment according to the Torah instruction. Right. Yeah, let the book tell the story. Anything you run across Israel, do the four letters, definite voice of the true Israelite. You let the book tell the story. Anybody around, so we don't have to do no guessing or nothing like that. Like I said, people love to bump the gun. But let's get another one on these saints. In fact, we already got enough from the saints. Turn to Book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 19, Mother G. Mother D. Yeah, Mother D. We're going to Book of Acts. We're going to chapter 18, and we're going to pick it up at verse, this is the one I want, verse 19.
Acts chapter 18, verse 19. It reads, and he came to Ephesus and left them there, but himself entered into the temple and reasoned with God by Jews.
But what did he have? The temple, right?
Yeah.
Okay, continue to read.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
When they desired him to carry longer time with them, he consented not.
So Paul said, nah, I ain't going to stay here no much longer. I'm going to go ahead and get on about my business. Let's get on by reading. Keep reading. So we get our point.
But bade them farewell, saying,
what do you say?
I must by all means keep the feast that cometh and y'all do it. But I will return again unto you if Yahuwah wish. And he sailed from the temple.
So he got up out of there. He said, you know what? By all means, I'm going to keep this feast that's going on. So he got up out of there, right, to keep this feast. So right now we're doing a seven-day feast and a feast of unleavened bread. And by all means, voice of true Israelites, we're going to keep this feast according to 1 Ezra chapter 1, and we want verse 10 and verse 11, Mother C. This is how we going to keep this feast that's going on right now. As a matter of fact, give me verse 19 with it, too. We want verse Ezra. We want chapter 1. We want verse 10. We want verse 11. And we want verse 19 with it.
10, 11, and 19.
Yes, ma'am.
The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 1, verse 10, 11, and 19. Verse 10, and when these things were done, the priest and the Levite exercise has having the unleavened bread stood in very comely order according to the kingdom. Verse 11. According to the kindred.
Yeah, kindred.
Verse 11. And according to the seven
dignities of the father.
Of the father before the people to offer to the Yahweh as it is written in these books of Moses, and thus did they in
tomorrow. In the morning.
So we got,
hold on right there, Mother C. So we got something on the table here, right? And we got, this is the seventh day, and we keeping a feast of unleavened bread, and we closing it up, and we done it in very timely order, according to the kids, our kinfolks, our fathers, but we done it according to, as it is written. We ain't just doing it on any old type of way. Read verse 19, Mother G, finish that out. Hallelujah. Finish that last verse out, Mother.
3:19?
Yes, ma'am. 3:3. Yes, verse 19.
Verse 19.
Though
the children of Israel, which was brothers, have a Passover at the time, at that time, and the feast of sweet bread, the feast of sweet bread, 7 days.
So we kept the feast of sweet bread 7 days. God bless you.
I'm tired of this real. See you, Roy. Yahweh, agree to that. Brother Makai Israel, see Roy.
Yahweh. So we just, right now, we are at the end of the feast of unleavened bread, closing it out of this old sweet bread that we've been eating all week. So, thank Yahweh for that, for the favor he gave us. So we want to finish this out. We want to finish it out the right way at this rate. So we go on over to the book of Exodus. And we go rehash this rate. How we do the feast of Passover, the feast of unleavened bread. And we're going to go to the book of Exodus chapter 12. And we're going to pick it up at verse 1, verse 2. And
are you getting too straight?
Brother Lee, you ready to do some reading?
You got some up here?
Israel.
And Moses said,
what did he say?
Remember this day.
Don't forget it. Leaving in your mouth, all this for the seventh day. So,
We don't want to be moving too fast and doing things that's not as it is written. So we're going to go finish reading the book of Exodus, chapter 12. We're going to finish that up. Verse, you finish up verse 15? Okay, we're going to finish up verse 15 and read down.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
7 days shall you eat unleavened bread.
Mm-hmm.
Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your temple.
Uh-huh.
Whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from his bread.
Shall be cut off. That's why he'll cut you off. Verse 16, let's read.
Verse 16. And in the first day, there shall be a righteous gathering.
We had on our first day, we had a righteous gathering, right?
Right.
Okay.
In the seventh day, there shall be a righteous gathering.
So right now, we in the what day?
The seventh day.
And what we having right now?
A righteous gathering.
Good, huh?
Verse 20.
Okay. You shall eat nothing left.
All the Yahuwah.
All your habitation. Shall you eat
on 11th floor? And all your habitation. We got to eat some of those,
I'm gonna come at
those sweet cakes that Yahuwah had us eat. You know, we're doing 11 bread right now. So we want to we'll touch a little bit more of this unleavened bread. You know, this feast day. Mother Eve. We go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. You can read verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 4 and verse 6. Matter of fact, let's read me one all the way down to 6. Leviticus 23. We'll read verse 1 down to 26. Let that word come. like fire. You want to hear? You want to hear some praises going on, some testimonies going on, that word.
That's why. It's like a hammer that breaks the rock.
So we're gonna get some word going on, right? All right. What we reading over there? We got that reading at Leviticus 23, right? Okay, let's go to Daughter of Yahweh. Let's go to John 19:31.
St. John chapter 19, verse 31. Just as Judah, therefore, because it was a preparation that the body should not remain upon the tree on the Sabbath day. For that Sabbath day was an high day.
So this Sabbath day is considered what?
A high day.
Okay. Now we're gonna deal. I want to deal with something too in that word cross right there. I'm gonna just leave that in the L. Cross is Exodus chapter 2, verse 62. Mother E. That word cross right there, we just ran across is Exodus chapter 2, verse 62. What it read over there for me, Mother E. We can get a nail on that cross. Get a nail on that cross.
Wow.
Verse 62, man. Yeah, yes, ma'am. I mean, I'm sorry. E-D-R-A. S.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, how to say.
daughter of Yahweh. Galatians chapter 3. We want verse 13. Yes, ma'am, I'm heading that way.
Okay, Galatians chapter 3:13. Okay. Yahweh the Son and Yahweh the Father have redeemed us from the curse of the Torah, being made a curse for us.
Now we're going to look at this again. Now read that verse one more time, and we're going to go over it. Now what did it say again?
Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh, the Father, have redeemed us from the curse of the first five books.
Okay.
Being made a curse for us.
Uh-huh.
For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Okay, so cursed is everyone that hang on the tree, right?
But in that case, it's talking about redeeming you from an animal sacrifice.
Animal, right.
The moral law.
You're
not redeemed from the... You still got the dodge or not. But what law would be removed from you is the animal sacrificial law. That's what you've been redeemed from by his blood.
That was done away from.
That's the one was done away from, not the moral law. So dodge or not, kill him and take it.
So when we read this verse right here, it says, Yahweh the Son have redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Yeah.
Now we got to find out what law dealt with. Is that he's referring to at that time. So we're going to go to, let's see if we can make something out of this one in the book of, we're going to walk it down, I'm going to go to the book of Hebrews, the little word for the book of Hebrews. And we're going to go to, chapter, is it 10-1? Okay. We'll go to 10:1, and daughter Yahweh, we're going to read verse 10, and we're going to pick it up. We'll start at verse 1.
Luke chapter 10, verse 1.
Now, Hebrews. Yeah, polluted word for the book of Hebrews. About right now at this moment. So these sacrifices, this law at this time is he's talking about it's the sacrifices, right? That they offer year by year continue to make the commas until perfect, right? Okay. So we're gonna skip on down to verse
5 and 6. Well, you can read film down to verse 6.
Okay.
It'll tell something. And verse 2 down to verse 6. It'll tell something.
Thank you. All right. Number 2. Okay. Can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the commerce thereunto perfect. Verse 2, for then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have no more conscience of sin.
They tell me these sacrifices.
Verse 3, but in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sin.
The sacrifices still.
Verse 4, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats
And that's what was going on. It was blood, bulls, and goats that was being sacrificed.
Verse 5. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not. Mm-hmm. And the body has not prepared its meat.
Uh-huh.
In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure.
Mm-hmm. So he didn't have no pleasure in what?
Burnt offerings.
But he read.
Verse 7, then said I, lo, I come in the valley of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O Yahuwah the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8, above when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering for a sin, thou wouldest not, neither had pleasure therein, which are offered by the law.
Or sacrifice, go ahead.
Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O Yahuwah the Father. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second.
All right, he take away the first upon an animal sacrifice, and he established the seventh. The second was his blood.
Yes.
See, the first was when you done wrong, you have to bring the animal. But now you upon his blood. Now when you done wrong, you got time to for repentance. Back in them, if you didn't do the sacrifice, they put you to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in certain things, it was unquestionable that you're supposed to die, be stoned to death for. So that's why he take away the first, the animal sacrificial law, and he established the second up on his blood with repentance now. Go ahead, read my.
By the witch. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah the Father, once for all.
So now the offering of his body. So now his body. Now look what it says in 9:22, Mosaic. What it says in Hebrew, who we try to call Hebrew 9:22. So look what it says now. 9 verse 22. Chapter 9 verse 22.
Their clothes,
right,
and ran in among the people crying out.
he was trying it. And when they found what they were getting ready to do, this shit was getting ready to do, up north of the kingdom, he ran, they ripped the clothes and ran to him crying out what?
Verse 15.
Right.
Same.
What did he say?
Sir. Why do you these things?
He says, why are you doing these things, this sacrifice?
We also are men of like passion with you.
Right.
And teach unto you that you should turn from these vanity.
So that's vanity. So you can't kill no animal now when you're transgressing against Yahweh. That was back in the day before Yahweh came. See, that's vanity now. Well, I'm going to go and kill me an animal and all that. No, I don't work no more. Go ahead.
Until the living Yahweh.
And you have turned to who?
To the living Yahweh.
Go ahead, read.
Which made heaven and earth.
Right.
And the sea.
Right.
And all things are that are
therein. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead and read verse 16.
Who in time past suffered all nations to walk in their own way.
Mm-hmm. So what he did, he winked at that, but the same token, the Lord is talking about his sacrifice and killing the animals after you done transgressed against Yahweh, sin against him. They were still stuck up into the sacrifice. But Yahweh had them came and removed that, killing animals by his own blood. Now you're upon the blood of Yahweh the Son. And Yahweh the Son blood got what going on Isaiah and 3:19? All right. So what about his blood now? Backed up with Mother E in 8 verse 12 of Hebrews.
Acts chapter 3 verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Repent you therefore and be converted.
Right.
That your sins may be blotted out.
Right.
When the time of refreshing shall come from the
So blood. Now you're upon the repentance, you're upon the blood of Yahweh the Son. So you gotta repent and get in order before that day comes. And once you repent, and then once you do once you sin and once you repent, Brother Mackay, give me 38 verse 11. So once you repenting, then you got to do what? 38:11 of Sirach. What does it say you got to do?
The book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11, read.
What does it read?
Give a sweet savior.
Give a sweet savior.
And a memorial of fine flowers.
Yeah.
And make a fat offering.
Then make a fat offering. Then what do Yahweh going to say 8 verse 12 in Hebrews? Once you repent, make a fat offering. Then what Yahweh said he going to do that we can read in 8 verse 12, my lady.
8 verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness.
Yeah.
And their sin and their
iniquity
sin will I remember no more.
Then whatever you did, then Yahweh said, once you went through the self, then I remember it no more. Then he'll say, Moses of Israel in 5 verse 12. Then what are you saying? What would he say in St. John 5 verse 14? 5 verse 14. Then what are you saying in 5 14 of St. John?
St. John chapter
5
verse
14. Then what would he say in 5 14?
St. John, chapter 5, verse 14, read.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, Yahweh's son inside of him in the temple.
Yeah.
And said unto him.
What did he say?
Behold, thou art made whole.
You've been made whole now.
Sin no more.
Okay, sin no more.
Let the worst of things come unto you.
Thank you, brother. Okay.
Hallelujah. Wow. I'm going on over to Book of Ephesians, since they did the red road. All right, on the Book of Ephesians, chapter 5. We're going to pick it up at verse 2 now.
Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 2. And walk in love, as Yahweh the Son also have loved us,
mm-hmm.
and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to Yahweh the Father for a sweet-smelling Savior.
Mm-hmm. So we are, so we have to walk in love. Mm-hmm. With that walk in love, we already know we're gonna learn that love is the first five books of the Bible, right? Yeah. Now let's pick it up at 1 John. Let's go try chapter 2, verse 6-8. Mother Eve. We're going to 1 John chapter 2. And we're gonna pick it up at verse 6-8.
John chapter 19, read verse 31 again for me.
going to pre-testify because we just got the foundation on where it came from. Now we want to read about the acting out too in the book of John, chapter 19, verse 31, about getting the bodies down before the sun go down.
Let's go see
We got to see over here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 8. Mother dear Israel, C. Roy. What do you got going on over there in the book of Isaiah, chapter 16, in verse, chapter 8, verse 16 and verse 20?
Yeah, let me get a precept for education to provide.
Mm-hmm.
Daughter of Yahweh, let me say it in 34, verse 20 of Psalms, backed up with Mother Eve in 5, 17 of Matthew. I'm going to get a precept.
Psalms chapter 34.
Verse 20.
He keepeth all his bones.
What?
Not one of them is broken at that.
Yeah. So it's already prophesied 1,000 years in advance. You are gonna break none of his bones, but he told the nuclear came down to tell David, let him know that they ain't gonna break now one of his bones. You remember when it came in that 19th chapter to see him, they say he's already dead. So they put a spear in him, but they didn't touch none of his bones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that mean? 5:17, what that mean? Now, watch make it plain what he's saying.
The book of Matthew, chapter 5:17. Think not that I am come to destroy the children's trust,
mm-hmm,
or to steal. I am not come to destroy, but
well, you see that? A 1,000 years, he came fulfill exactly what we told to David right here. So when it came to him, he was already dead. They broke everybody else's bone, but they didn't touch his. We might have been. That's how supernatural this book is. That's the book
of Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to the book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 16 and verse 20. I mean, we got to have our walk right. We got to make sure that we're walking on. In his book, right? So we're going to Mother Z. I mean Mother G. That you holding that for me?
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16 and verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16. Bearing up the testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Seal the Torah instruction among my disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20. To the Torah instruction. And to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
And Yahweh, let us know in the book of